Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, it's your girl, Te Arawa, and I'm here with
me. Hi, I'm Savannah, and I'm your host. And we're your host for today.
You're listening to the radio team coming to you from Douglas Park School. You can hear our shows on 92.7 Arrow FM every Thursday AM.
This will appear on the following Saturday at 4 PM if you don't have a radio or if there's no service around you. AFM streams live over the internet, so you can still hear us on your computer, phone or tablet. Go to www.afm and click listen live. And if you scroll down and press play, you'll be able to hear the hard mahi that we put into this show.
Next up, we have Livy, who's going to interview her dad.
Cool, let's get into it.
Thank you for taking time off to come here today.
Is it okay if we ask you some questions?
Yeah, sure.
What is your job?
Well, my job, I'm a carpenter, but as you guys would know, a builder, so that's what I do for work.
Do you like your job?
I do. It's a really cool job. And I enjoyed it a lot.
Why did you choose to be a builder?
What did I choose to be a builder? Well, it's been a builder or carpenter has been in my family for 3 generations now. But I chose it because I like to construct things and see how things are made. And I enjoyed it right from when I was a kid.
If you had to choose another job, what job would you choose?
That's a hard one. What I should choose and what I could choose are probably two different things. I would love to do something involving the ocean, whether that was diving or learning more about the ocean. It really interests me.
Wow. When did you start your job?
2006. I think that's about 18 years. So been building for a little while now.
Would you want to change your job?
No, I still really enjoy it and don't plan on changing it anytime soon.
What is your favourite sport?
My favourite sport? Well, I've got a few, but I suppose rugby would be one of my favourite sports.
Yeah. What is your favourite rugby team?
Super rugby team would probably be the Hurricanes, and it has to be the All Blacks for my favourite team because they're the best.
Why are they your favourite rugby team?
They are just the best. They're the best there is.
What is your favourite thing to do with your free time?
Don't have a lot of that these days with a little baby in the house, but my favourite thing to do is probably do a bit of exercise when I'm not injured. That's quite often, sadly, but we get out as a family and go for a hike or walk or bike. It's quite cool.
Do you think you spend enough time with your family?
You snuck that one in there, didn't you? I'm very blessed with the time I do get to spend with my family, and I enjoy it, but I could always spend more.
What is your favourite food and why?
I love scallops. I love seafood, but scallops in particular. Fresh scallops, you can't beat them.
Do you have a favourite thing you've built or repaired? If you do, what is it?
I've built many cool projects over the years, but probably building for our family was, even though it was one of the more plain houses, it was cool to be able to build for our own family, and even for my parents, it's quite special. And repaired. We repaired after the Gabriel floods. We were called up to the Hawke's Bay, Waipakarau and Waipawa, and we repaired about 20 to 30 homes up there. So that was really cool. That was probably the biggest repairs we've done.
What is your most recent thing you have repaired?
We're just finishing a house that caught on fire in Marumburra. The lady was lucky to be alive. She actually caught on fire a little bit, but she's okay now. And we're just finishing that house, hopefully this week, and she'll be back in.
How old are you?
I've just turned 34.
How long have you been married for?
If my maths is right, I'll be coming up 13 years this September.
Okay. What is the most exciting thing you've worked on?
Exciting thing I've worked on? I helped build the Carterton Event Centre when I was an apprentice, and that is a very unique building. It's, at the time, it was the only one in New Zealand like it. So I learnt a lot about the different earthquake strengthening and civil defence things that that building had, and yeah, that was probably one of the most interesting things I've done.
What are some common mistakes you have made throughout your career?
Oh, I'm constantly overestimating how long things take, to, especially finishing off jobs. Little bits and pieces.
What inspired you to choose your job?
Well, when I was about 8 years old, I think my cousins are builders too, and we built a treehouse, and I watched them do that. And then I decided to build a little shed for my motorbike. And when I finished it and I stood on top of it, I realised I'd made something, and it was really cool. So I wanted to keep going.
Tell us a bit about yourself. Like, what are your hobbies?
So I was brought up on the farm, left the farm when I was about 9, and loved anything physical, running, playing rugby, all that sort of stuff, motorbikes, love motorbikes. And we came into town when I was 9 years old, and didn't like it to begin with. Hated it. Felt like I was claustrophobic. And then began to enjoy it. And we've lived in town ever since. And now we're a little family, two girls.
Cool. What do you think your purpose in life is?
It'd have to be a dad. Have to be that.
That will be all for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow, that was so cool.
Yeah, I love that. But now we better get into the next one. Here's Danny telling a creepy story.
The sun was setting and an aubrey of pink, red and orange skies were flying up above me. It was almost to go to sleep. Every night at 7 o'clock, right on time, my mom says, "Don't go outside, it's time to go to sleep." My friends called me weird for sleeping at 7 p.m. One of my friends said, "You should be able to sleep later, like 8 or 9. Another one of my friends said, "You're already 13, not 4 years old." "I know," I said, with wrath in my eyes. Later that day, I was walking home. As I was walking, I was making a plan in my head. When I got home, I wrote in my diary of my plan. Later, after dinner, I asked my mom. "Mom?" "Yes," my mom replied. "Why do I sleep at 7 p.m.? The sun is literally still up at that time." My mom kept silence for a few seconds and took a deep breath. "I told you not to ask me that," my mom provoked with an anger I've never seen before. So I kept to her word and didn't speak. As my mom went out the door, once she put me to sleep, she thought to put me to sleep, I stayed awake for 30 minutes to make sure the coast was clear. After an endless amount of time, 30 minutes to be exact, she was finally asleep. I knew the coast was clear because I could hear my mom snoring. I slowly opened the door, and it suddenly made a loud creak. My heart was racing. It was beating so fast, I could feel it coming out of my chest. Luckily, I could hear my mom snoring again, so I stepped outside the door and turned my flashlight on and walked throughout the hallway. And out the door, I felt like a ballerina walking on my tippy toes. I came out the door and looked around. It was pitch black. I shined my torch all around my surroundings, and I shined it towards the moon. I was hypnotized by it. It was beautiful. I couldn't take my eyes off it. Someone grabbed my arm tightly. It was about to cut off my circulation. I couldn't even speak because I was so scared. I struggled to shake the hand off my arm. I looked around behind me. There was no one there. I screamed until my voice was gone and ran inside my top speed into my room. In absolute shock, my heart was pounding. I opened my eyes. I was in my bed. I was sweating. I sighed in relief. It was just a dream. Or was it?
That was so scary. I still have goosebumps.
That was awesome. But now we have Bizarre World with Brooklyn and TJ.
Hi, guys. It's your friendly neighbourhood fact team. Brooklyn.
And TJ. Today we're going to give you some absolutely bizarre things that have happened on your planet. I mean, they feel absolutely out of this world.
So let's get started. There was this guy who really hated his life, so he tried to commit suicide. He went to a cliff and hanged himself by the neck, drank some poison and lit his pants on fire. But then the rope broke and he fell into the ocean, which put his pants out and caused him to throw up the poison. After that, he washed ashore and someone found him and took him to the hospital, where he died of embarrassment of being overshown. Now TJ will tell you one.
One of the criteria by Miss Nudio was chosen in 1979 was taste in clothing.
And hitting on the novel idea that he could stop his wife's insistent nagging by giving her a good scare, Hungarian Jake Finn built himself an elaborate harness to make it look as if he had hanged himself. When his wife came home and saw him, she fainted. From hearing a disturbance, a neighbour came over and, finding what she thought were two corpses, seized the opportunity to loot the place. As she was leaving the room, her arms laden, the outraged and suspended Mr. Finn kicked her stoutly in the backside. This so surprised the lady that she dropped dead of a heart attack. And happily, Mr. Finn was acquitted of manslaughter, and him and his wife were now reconciled.
Now I'll tell you one. Some gunmen robbed a drugstore and told the owner to get some for them. Agreeably, he rounded up some drugs for the gunmen and even got them water to wash down. And he watched with satisfaction as the two men quietly crumbled. One of them had been given an assortment of tranquilizers, the other one some sleeping pills and 4 ounces of rat poisoning. Police came and took the gunmen away as they slumbered.
Now it's my turn. In Pakistan in 1977, a cricket team showed their collective displeasure with a call by beating the umpire to death with cricket stumps. That's all from us, but we'll be back next time with more bizarre stuff.
See you
guys.
Awesome.
Can we have a music break?
Sure. How about Happy Here by Yoko Lord?
Tell me so I say.
a nice song.
How about next up we have Cora interview you about golf.
Okay.
Kia ora. Today we're going to ask you some questions about golf because I know Hugh loves golf. But anyways, on to the questions. How long have you been interested in golf?
About 4 years.
Jeez, that's a lot. Why do you like the sport golf?
Because I like it, how you can just hit random balls and get it in the hole, and I like watching it.
If you weren't playing golf, what sport would you be playing?
Hockey.
Why would you play hockey?
It's a family sport for me, and I've played it since I was a year old.
Do you want to be a pro golfer when you're older?
Yes.
Why do you want to be a pro golfer?
Because I can earn money, and I can give it to the community, and I can also do other things.
Who taught you how to play golf?
My dad.
Would you consider that person a pro golfer?
No, not quite.
Okay, Hugh, thank you for coming here and answering my questions. It helped me know why you like golf. Well, it was great having you here, but you may go now. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a cool interview. How about next up, let's have Mahalia and Gemma doing murder mystery.
In the lounge watching TV when a loud bang came thundering from the neighbor's house. Curiosity clouded all his thoughts as he went and grabbed a flashlight, thinking he could just go and look through the window at the front porch. It was about 1 a.m. when he reached the neighbor's front gate. Their house was an old traditional Filipino house, although that's what Marco thought it was.
Mr. and Mrs. Ula had moved here last month from the Philippines, and Marco found them a little strange, but of course he didn't say that out loud. That was probably why he was so scared, because he barely knew them. He'd only met them once when his mum had told him to deliver homemade cookies that she had made to welcome them to the neighborhood. He looked around hoping to find a robber or something interesting, but there was nothing. He sighed and started walking towards the front porch to ask if they were all right.
I mean, he wasn't totally useless. He was ready to knock lightly on the door, just in case they were asleep or something, when he felt breathing racing down his back. He turned around, and there was nothing inside. Maybe he was just imagining it. He turned back to the door and was about to knock again when he felt the breathing again, only this time it was down his neck. Instead of turning around, he quickly forced the door open and ran inside.
Not looking back to see whatever it wasn't following him, he bounced into a dark room and quickly slammed the door shut. Panting furiously, he turned around to examine the room, but it was useless. The room was pitch black. Even with the flashlight, it was still dark. He had to put his hand out in front of him to prevent crashing into something.
Just then, the door opened and Mrs. Ulaya walked in. Only it wasn't her. She looked much paler than he'd seen her before, and her eyes were bloodshot. As she was standing, Mrs. Ulaya, her husband, walked in. He looked as bad as Mrs. Ulaya, if not worse, with pale skin, bloodshot eyes, and dark circles under his eyes. Realization dawned on him as he looked at the two floating ghosts.
He started backing away, not trusting himself to speak. Mr. Ula bared a sharp, bloody teeth into what looked like a horrible grin.
Finally figured out where we are, huh?
He snarled in a raspy voice.
Took you long enough.
A hideous laugh escaped Mrs. Ula's lips as she silently floated towards him. Now, honey, have you got any last words? She hissed at him. Don't worry. We will make some story about why you went missing. Then laughed.
The scream that came from the Ulaya's house that night still echoes through the streets of Miami. And what's left of Marco's dead body still lies in the Ulaya's basement, never to be seen again. And after all this time, Marco's family still searches for their lost son, not knowing they will never see him again. And that's why, children, you should never trust strangers, even if they're your neighbours. The end.
I did not expect that.
But next up, we have Wars and Why They Started with Kyla, Angus and Reuben.
Hello and welcome to Wars and Why They Started. On this radio channel, we will give you about some, we'll tell you about some important wars in history and why they have started.
Let's kick things off by telling you about the war between Russia and Ukraine.
The war between Russia and Ukraine, which started in February 2014 after Ukraine's revolution of dignity, Russia captured annexed Crimea from Ukraine and helped pro-Russian rebels fighting the Ukrainian military in the Donbas war.
Another war that is a big one, but more in the past, was WW1. It started because a Serbian extremist group wanted to gain control under the Balkans by assassinating an Austrian prince on the 28th of June in 1914. And then a chain of events happened after that.
The Austro-Hungarian Empire declared war on the Kingdom of Serbia. The Russian Empire declared war on the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the German Empire declared war on the Russian Empire, and France and the British Empire declared war on the German Empire, which was now known as the Central Powers. The British Empire's team name was the Allies.
Now, basically, for the biggest war of history, World War II, at first, the British Empire was okay with Germany invading countries like Austria and Czechoslovakia. This was called the appeasement policy. It was an agreement made by the British Empire to not start a major conflict. But as soon as they invaded Poland, the war started and the Axis powers with Nazi Germany, fascist Italy and Imperial Japan was created. Then the USSR, the British Empire and the French Empire created the Triple Entente.
The Cold War started off by a Soviet Union wanting all of Germany after World War II, which was known as the East and West Germany. It wasn't really a war. They were just scaring each other with nuclear bombs that could destroy some of the Earth or all of it.
The Cold War ended in a bizarre way, actually. The way it ended was when the Soviet Union collapsed into 15 satellite states. These countries were Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Estonia, Georgia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Latvia, Lithuania, Moldova, Russia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan.
Despite the Cold War being its own thing, there were wars that happened at the first time, some of them being wars in Korea and Vietnam, which proved devastating decline to military forces on both sides. These conflicts also disrupted the balance of power in several areas across the Earth.
Wow, that was so good.
Yeah, it was. It was good. But now we have some music.
Sure, how about Captain Cold by Davida Cat?
Yo, we're a bunch of pirates, man. Arg.
Passing the time as we roam across the ocean. Feel the waves envelop your mind as they rock you with the motion. Calling like a lullaby, singing like a siren's cry. Through every night, can you prove to me all your devotion? Who knows where we'll go over the deep blue below?
Sails, chasing the winds on a new adventure. Heave ho, heads are heave-ho, like a crow in the nest, seeking the chest with the golden treasure. Heave-ho, captain's call. You know that we'll answer, you know that we'll answer the call.
What a catchy song. What's next?
Cool interviewing you about netball.
Me? Wow.
Kia ora, kua ora tuku ingoa. And today I'm interviewing Te Aroha about netball because she is in one of the top year 6 teams, but they play year 7 and 8 and they win most of their games. So let's start the interview. How do you feel that you play year 7 and 8?
Sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge, but I like it most of the time.
What is one thing you think you need to work on in netball?
I need to get better on defence, I reckon. Sometimes on attack too.
Do you think your coach and teammates agree?
Yeah, probably.
Do you think you're going to make it into the semifinals?
I think we have a pretty good chance because we've won all our games so far.
Who was the hardest team you've played?
It was probably St. Matthews.
Do you remember your score against them?
The final score was 5-3 to us.
How did you feel when they said you were going to play against your 7 and 8s?
I felt excited because I always like a bit of a challenge.
What position do you play and what's your favourite one?
I play goal defence and my favourite position is probably goal attack.
Do you think that netball is your favourite sport?
No.
What is your favourite sport then?
Rugby.
Well, thanks, Te Aroha. Now I know why you're in the top 10 for netball and more about you in general, but we should sign off.
Well, I did not know that, and I'm your bestie.
Anyway, now Alia and Anatea with the heart attack.
One day I was lying in my bed when suddenly I had a heart attack. It was weird because being only 13, it was weird for me to have a heart attack. I woke up in an abandoned hospital. I didn't know what to do or where to go. I said to myself, what do I do? Where do I go? It didn't go very well after I said that. I gave myself bad luck. Suddenly I heard a scream. I wanted to hide, but where would I hide? I saw someone and I stood there in fear. Suddenly I had another heart attack. I woke up in another hospital. This time, it turns out it was all just a dream. But seriously, I did have a heart attack. After all that, I got to go home and I was fine. But the doctor said it was weird for my age to have a heart attack and that they had never seen someone my age have a heart attack in a long time.
I'm fine now, which is good.
The end.
Well, that was really good. So what's next?
How about Titanic News by Mason, Isaac and Riley?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Mason.
And I'm Isaac.
And I'm Riley.
Today we will be talking about Titanic facts.
Did you know that scientists estimate the Titanic will disappear by 2030?
And that the Titanic had two sisters, the Olympic and Britannic?
In fact, the Titanic is so big that it's about 12,500 feet below the ocean surface.
And this will make you feel bad. Only about 710 people survived the Titanic out of about 2,220, and about 1,517 people died on the Titanic.
And it took a long time. They started building the Titanic on the 31st, 1909.
There were only enough lifeboats for one-third of the people on board of the Titanic.
Amazingly, the iceberg that sunk the Titanic was about 3,000 years old.
The sinking took so long, it took 2 hours 45 minutes. That's all for now.
But remember, we will be coming back with news about what, Mason?
Stranger Things and the effects of watching it and recapping it. See you next term. Ka kite!
I love the Titanic. How about you?
Yeah, it was good, but what's next?
How about some music like Washing Machine Hearts by Miski?
Okay.
Cause
Wow, that was some good music.
Yeah, it was. Next up, we have us and Ellie doing behind the scenes.
Hi.
Hi.
It's us, Savannah.
And Taroa.
And last but not least, me, Ellie. And today we're going to talk about what happens behind the scenes of the radio show.
Like how we picked a host and the music and all the other stuff that we do, like interviews, reports and stories and stuff about sports.
But before we have the show, we do a lot of stuff, like pick all the things that we want for the show and then write all the scripts. And yes, we write all the scripts. We write all the scripts by ourselves, all the stories and even the host script that me and Savannah are doing.
That means every Wednesday lunch we have to write our scripts for about 30 minutes from 12:30 to 1, and after that we have 10 more minutes to play.
Well, let's talk about something more, like how we record on air, because we have to go into a meeting room at 9:30 and have all our stuff that we need, like our scripts and more.
After doing that, we meet up and have a party and pick all the things we want to do for next term. So technically, we only do 4 shows for all the terms, and we only have 4 terms and 4 shows a year. And every term, we have 2 people to be the host. So 2 times 4 is 8, so 8 people get to be hosts.
But let's talk more about the party and pick the job you want to do. Because if you don't have an idea of what you could do, you can just join your friends in what they're doing. If you do have an idea, you can do it. Sometimes we have way too many ideas, so we have to cut some out. Or if we don't finish in time, we have to do it next term or not do it at all.
And all the music is done by 1 or 2 people, which means that we have to find the songs and make clings for the songs. And there's about 5 or 4 songs also needed to make sure that there's no ads at the start of them.
But that's all about the show, so now let's talk about the person that gets us... that gets all of us ready so we can do it. Because she does all of it, like gives up her lunchtime and gives us lollies at the end of the show. And she's only been here for about 2.5 years now, and her name is
Fire Div.
She does all the stuff behind the scenes. She is even right here now listening to us.
Yeah, she gets us ready to do all our shows for the term. But that's all from us.
Bye!
Wow, we were so good, don't you think?
Yep, we were amazing.
But next up, why don't we have Dino Hybrid Birthday Disaster with Grace, Miller Kay, Jasmine and Chloe.
Hi guys,
we're the Dino family.
Hi, I'm Peter.
Peter, get down. Anyways, I'm Pickle.
Hi, I'm Daisy.
Oh, hi, I'm Pickled Pink.
Guys, it's my birthday next week.
Peter, move.
No, because you're annoying.
Kids, stop fighting.
Fine.
Not fine. Yes.
Yes, Mom.
The next morning.
Guys, I'm going to my friend's house today.
Yeah, I'm going to my friend's house too.
Are you guys ready?
Yes, Dad.
Good.
A couple minutes later.
Peter, we're at your friend's house.
Dad?
Yes, Daisy?
Are we at Maisie's house yet?
Nearly.
Yay!
Bye, Dad. Bye, Peter. Hi, James.
A few more minutes later.
Daisy, we're here. Yay!
When Pickle and Pickle Pink are home.
Okay, I just called the place and postponed the party.
Nice, and I just told everyone.
Thanks.
No problem.
When the kids are home.
Peter, Daisy.
Yay. Yes, Mom.
You know how your party is on Saturday?
Yes.
Well, the place was all booked.
What? But why?
It was all booked for that day.
Peter and Daisy crying for 1 hour later. Pickle and Pickle Pink whispering.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Nothing.
Okay, bye, I'm going to my room.
Oh, Peter, you can go now.
Phew, that was close.
Yeah, I can't believe they didn't tell us.
I know.
It was so rude.
Peter and Daisy crying for 2 more hours.
Kids, bedtime. Ugh, I don't want to go to bed.
Same.
But you have to. Go to bed. Fine.
On surprise day.
Peter, Daisy, wake up.
Go away, Mum. Let me sleep.
Yeah, I'm still tired.
Peter, Daisy, we're going to Go Zone. Why? Because your party got cancelled, so we're going to Go Zone so you and Daisy can have some fun.
Ah, I forgot to make a cake.
What? We don't have a cake?
We can make one, and you can help me.
Okay.
What? We don't have a cake?
No, we do. We just need to make it.
Oh, can I help?
When they're done making the cake, and they're off to Go Zone.
Kids, we're here.
Yay! Happy
birthday!
OMG!
It's your first birthday party?
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jack.
Let's go play.
OMG, all my friends are here.
Hi, Daisy.
Maisie, I haven't seen you since yesterday.
I know, it's been such a long time since I saw you.
Hey, all my friends are here.
Mom!
What, Peter?
Hey, guys, let's do presents.
Yeah! The end.
That sounds like a really bad surprise, but at least it turned out good.
Hybrid High School Part 2 by Meta K, Jasmine, Mahalia and Gemma. So let's get into it.
Hello, it's me, Jasmine, or as you know in the story, Will. This is Hybrid's High School Part 2. For a recap, Drista pushed Carl into the pool.
It's just a story, no need to get mad, you grumpy pants.
Yeah, but you would be mad if you were Clover anyways.
Then me and Clover ran out of the party.
Aw, I wanted to say that.
Children, stop fighting.
We're the same age, Dum-Dum.
Just hurry up and let's get on with the story. Third person's POV.
Clover and Drista run out of the party just as the ambulance comes thundering up the hill.
They look back at Carl, who is being lifted up into the ambulance to get taken to hospital.
Once the two girls reach Clover's house, Clover looks up at Drista, who is 6 feet, and shouts, "Why did you do that? You know I love pool parties."
"I'm sorry, Clover. I just thought..."
"You just thought what? You would get us kicked out of the party? You know what? Just get out of my house."
Drista walks out without saying anything.
Wolf's POV. I sit in the waiting room waiting for the nurse to give me news about Carl when he comes running out of his hospital room, screaming.
"Ah! They're trying to connect wires to me!"
I look up and immediately run over to him. "Carl, are you okay?"
"No, they're trying to do experiments on me."
"What? No, they're not. Just go back to your hospital room so you can get out faster."
"What if they kill me?"
"They won't, Carl. Trust me."
"They tried to put a chomper on my finger."
"That's a heart rate monitor. And stop screaming. People are looking at us." I pick Carl up and take him back to the hospital room.
"Well, what are you doing? Did they brainwash you?"
"No." I get Carl back to his room.
Drista's POV. I got to school the next morning. Whispers filled the halls. As I walked past people, I saw Clover and ran over. "Clover!"
"Go away, Drista. You know people are whispering about me because of you, and now no one's going to invite me to parties ever again, so please leave me be."
"But..."
"Just no buts. Go away."
I look down in shame as I walk away. I see Will standing by the lockers. "Will, is Carl here?"
"No, and why would you care where he is? You're the one who got him into the hospital with a level 2 concussion."
"I didn't know. I'm sorry."
She lowered her head. "Sorry won't fix it. Carl's family doesn't have lots of money like yours. It's hard for them to pay for all of Carl's treatment, and it's all because of you."
I ran off crying.
Carl's POV. I lay in my bedroom looking up at the ceiling of my room. Long seconds passed, feeling like hours.
And that's all for this term. Next term will be the grand finale.
That was awesome. How about now we have Chloe with a scary story?
Hi, I'm going to tell you two stories today. One is named Purple Monkey and the Ghost with the Bleeding Finger. Once upon a time, there was a mother named Rose and a daughter named Lily who lived in a two-story house. One day, the phone rang, and Rose picked it up. And what she heard was this: "Purple monkey in your city." She thought it was a scam, so she just hanged up. But the next day, the phone rang again, and Rose picked it up.
And what she heard was, "Purple monkey in your town." She also thought it was a scam, so she hanged up. Then the next day the phone rang again, and Lily picked it up. And what she heard was, "Purple monkey in your drive-thru." And Lily started to get scared, so Rose opened up the door, and that was the last time they ever heard about Rose and Lily ever again. But now I'm going to tell you about the ghost with the bleeding finger. Once there was a little girl, and one day she was playing in her room when she heard, "I'm the ghost with the bleeding finger, and I am 50 miles away." She thought it was just the wind, so she just kept playing. But the next day, she heard, "I'm the ghost with the bleeding finger, and I am 30 miles away." She thought it was her brother, so she yelled out, "Stop," but there was no response. So now she started to get freaked out. The next day she heard, "I'm the ghost with bleeding finger and I am at your door." Then she heard a knock on the door. Then when she went to go check it out, she saw a ghost with a bleeding finger. And then the ghost said, "Hey, could I have a plaster because I cut my finger?" Was that scary? I bet it was. Bye-bye.
That was the perfect way to end this show.
Yep, that was. And also remember, you can find us on 92.7 Arrow FM every Thursday AM. This will appear on the following Saturday at 4 PM. If you don't have a radio or if there's no service around, Arrow FM streams live over the internet. You can still hear us on your computer, phone or tablet. Go to www.arrowfm and click Listen Live, and if you scroll down a bit and then press play, you will be able to hear the hard mahi that we have put into the show. But that's all from us, folks. Bye.